من أهل الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن يجل أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah, the creator of heavens and earth, the sustainer of all that exists. We praise Him. We seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We bear witness that there is no deity worthy to be worshipped except Allah alone, without any partner, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant, his messenger. Dear brothers, today I'm going to talk about the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are keeping the universe in a balance. Because if we just talk about miracles, they are like uncountable. I think there's not enough. Someone can process, but not in the human range. So just few things, where when we look at the universe, the things which are just keeping in balance, like those abnormal signs or sounds or whatever, those indications which remind us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's perfection and the wisdom. Now, even if we look at a mobile phone nowadays, everyone has got one. And you show it to someone who's like illiterate, didn't even know a single thing what's happening in the world, and tell him that this one just drops from the sky. Nothing happened, there's no one who created it. And it just came in existence. He won't be able to accept it. He'll know that that someone has done some thought on it and manufactured so nicely that all those functions can run, the camera, the phone, the diary, the memory, everything, the battery. So even a person who's not very knowledgeable can understand that. Then how come there's so many things happening around us which are so fine-tuned, which are so balanced in their details? How come if a mobile phone cannot exist without someone's effort, how can all those things be in place? There must be someone's wisdom, someone's perfection, which have kept everything in place. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, Surah Rahman, Ayah 7 and 8, that He raised the heaven and established the balance so that you may not transgress the balance. Like everything in the universe, from the massive galaxies to the smallest atom which we might have comprised of, everything operates perfectly, with precision. The planets, they revolve in perfect orbits. The Earth spins exactly at the right speed and at an exact tilt to sustain life. Just imagine if Earth was slightly closer to Sun, we would have all burned. And now those are the things which have been proven by science. That's not what I've been saying. Or if it was slightly further than what it is in its orbit, we would have been frozen here in ice age, or maybe worse than that. If the moon wasn't in the exact position, the tides in the sea would have been uncontrollable. They would have ruined the world with tsunamis and floods. So just imagine that fine-tuning of this universe, our planet Earth, firstly, that equilibrium. delicate detail, like small little detail. If we go, I'm talking about atoms, that fine detail, it cannot be by chance. It's here to sustain us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned everything for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is controlling everything. It is definitely a reflection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and wisdom. Every single thing, every minute detail. We look at the miracle of the atmospheric balance. Just look at the air which we breathe in. It made up of approximately 78% nitrogen and 21% oxygen, and there are traces of other gases as well. If oxygen would have been much like slightly higher than what it is comprised of, the whole world would have been consumed by fire. Or if it was a little bit less in concentration, we all would have suffocated to death. See, the percentages, even those are calculated to perfection. So just imagine who set those proportions, who set those ratios in perfection. And who maintains those equal ratios without any error? Who maintains that balance on day-to-day basis? Like, it's not 79% nitrogen tonight, tomorrow it will be 77. It has to be 78-21. And it held every day. Today, tomorrow, day after, or before. Things kept in balance right from day one. And that shows us the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we know from the lots of characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, is the Khaliq, Al-Hakim, is all wise, has got all the hikmah, and is Al-Qadir, all powerful. We have all read that in Quran. Kun fayakun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, kun. It happens. Kun. Just the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, out of a lot of scientific miracles, just think about the magnetic field which is surrounding your planet, or the ozone layer. It just protects us from the harmful things coming from sun, the rays, or the radiation, or the harmful solar winds. Without those invisible shields, the living creature wouldn't be able to survive. You can see all those auroras and all those happenings 500 kilometers above the planet Earth. The solar winds, just like the sun ejects some coronal mass, and the magnetic field repels it, creates a glow which we can see as aurora. And the ozone up there, just absorbing all the harmful radiations before it hit the human. Otherwise, we've been gone through numerous diseases. The things which we can't even see with our naked eyes, they are in business around us just to keep the balance of the life on this planet Earth to perfection of micro, milli, or even nanoseconds. A detail such minute that you can't even see the microscope. Surah Al-Aqiyah, ayah 32, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that in Quran. And we made the sky a protective ceiling, but they, from its signs, are turning away. So we, brothers, are in a world which is sailing like a lifeboat in a vast ocean of space. If we compare ourselves to the other planets and the other solar systems and the other galaxies, millions of galaxies, we are talking about millions of galaxies. Millions of solar systems form one galaxy. We are just part of one solar system, and we are just one planet out of this solar system, of that one star, which is Sun. So just imagine the detail. There are galaxies more than the hair on some of them. Just imagine how much detail Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. We go in the details of Big Bang and everything. Everything mentioned in Quran. You go and you find that in science, you'll find the details that anything you prove now, you'll find out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us more than 1400 years ago. And if one small part fails, the entire system collapses. I was watching a documentary about Saturn, I think. Yeah. Saturn or Jupiter. One of a gas giant. It's a planet, just a gas giant. It's just revolving at such a speed that it keeps the asteroid hitting the Earth. Though it's so far from us, we can't even see clearly with the telescope sometimes. And it's just gaseous. Nothing even a solid hard planet, but it is serving its purpose. Everything is serving its purpose, and everything is serving its purpose by the hukm, order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the fine balance of Allah's creation. A small change and the life ends. And we all know it will end one day. The day of judgment, it will all end. Brothers, this is the signature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the only deity worthy to worship or to be, like, to use the right words, is no deity worthy to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are witnessing this procedure. Are we not? Recently we have gone through a pandemic which is created by something which we can't even see. Keep social distancing, keep do and do that. Like, if you are breathing some, like, closer to one another, there will be a germ which you can't even see will travel to someone and infect them. Doesn't matter how it came, but it was by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrusted us to be the Khalifa, the caretakers of the planet Earth. So we must not destroy it or try to destroy the balance. We must not try to tweak things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected for us. And we must show gratitude through obedience, reflection, and ibadah, worship. Let's open our eyes to the signs around us. Our either it's a blowing air or light coming from sun or the clouds, the rain, anything, it should be an eye-opener for us. You go to hospital and you are in need of oxygen, just imagine how much you have to pay for that oxygen. Because it's the human who are controlling the, that's why they have put a tariff on that. Just imagine your age and how much oxygen you have used free of cost. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing you all those facilities free of cost. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed us not to go astray. La ilaha illallah is the first thing. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never do shirk. Being a Muslim, follow the last sharia been to us by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow the rules, there is a guidebook provided to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting that book as well, so no one can change anything in it. So we have a complete set of guidance we have to follow, everything. And we are benefiting from every single thing. All the namas given to us, eyes, tongue, hands, leg, all those things. The heart pumping in there, the blood which is circulating through your body. Every single thing. Every single thing in your body, in your universe, or across you is an evidence of wisdom and perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us open our eyes. Let us open our eyes and all proclaim the goodness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 190, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, indeed, in the creation of heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the night and the day are signs for those of understanding. So we have to understand. Set our priorities. Get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine if one thing is taken away from you, what will happen? Just imagine if you have to pay a bill for the oxygen which you are breathing in. Yes, you have to pay when you are in a hospital, but not when you are outside doing it for the whole life. Remember, brothers, every heartbeat, every breath we take, every sunrise is a miracle. They are all miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone maintains this universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone gives life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone who takes the life. Let us renew our faith and strengthen our worships and ibadahs. Remember, whatever, like, it's all wisdom or it's all knowledge. Everything you read in physics, chemistry, in nature, bio, mathematics, all been provided to us by wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pointing to the only creator. Nothing can be without the reason. So if every single thing around us, every single thing, the air, the water, the wind, the earth, sun, moon, everything is following the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make things perfect for us, why can't we do the same thing? Why can't we just obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we have a lots of rewards for that. That's been clearly told to us. We are creations with a free will. The rest of everything is happening by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we follow the guidance provided to us, that's the success for us. Here and the day of judgment. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make among those who reflect, who are thankful, and who recognize the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give enough wisdom to understand all those things and reflect those into our lives, into our beliefs, into our faith, so we can be good Muslims. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this khutbah beneficial for us, for our family, as usually. By any chance, I've made any mistakes anyway, please do come forward. I seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, but we are alhamdulillah, we are Muslims, so, and I am human, and I am bound to make mistakes. So please do come forward, really appreciate it. I love it, so I can correct it for the next time. بارکلنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم واستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Couple of announcements first. Now, due to the numbers increasing in the first khutbah, last week I think we have got close to 400 plus or so, so that's almost close to the capacity or maybe exceeding our capacity for this area, so that's why the committee is basically encouraging people to attend the session, second session if they can, so it will keep the balance between the first and the second session, so they don't have to go through all the compliance requirements of this area. So if you can manage it for the second session, just try to. Otherwise, may Allah just pray for us that Allah give us istiqama, and may that we are able to provide those facilities for us as much as we can. And also, all donations collected at the first session will go to Islam Australia to support their dawah. So donate as much as you can, brother. Jazakumullah khair. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعه من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم بارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقواهم علي ففاتمة سيد نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيد شباب أهل الجنة والحمزة وصل الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للأباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباتنة لا تغالب ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم فمن أبغضهم فبالبغض أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون واذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى آلى وأولى أجل وأتم وأحم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح فقام الصلاة فقام الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Thank you.